Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Steely Dan bringing us back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Kirk Chaffetz is our guest. We're talking about content. And yes, small business owners, content matters to you. It's important to you. I don't care what you do. I don't care how small you are, how big you are. I don't care what's going on in your world. If you're a small, if you're in business today, content is important. And it could be as simple as your price list. It could be as simple as your menu. It's certainly whatever you put on your website to tell people about you. Kirk is an expert in this area. His company is called Story Worldwide. And that storyworldwide.com, is that right?
That's right.
And folks go there and check it out. Kirk, we've been talking a little bit about Google. As we went to the break, I used the term canonical tag. Over a year ago, in fact, probably almost 2 years ago, my SEO guy said, hey, Jim, he said, because I was complaining to him that people were basically, you know, taking my stuff and repurposing it. And you know, and selling off of it, you know, without proper attribution,
right?
And they were getting away with it because Google was letting them get away with that stuff in terms of the search engines, and because I was spending time producing content, they were spending time, you know, creating the links, and he said, if we need to start putting canonical tags on your links, and I'd never heard of the term before, and so we've been doing that. And tell the audience why that matters.
It matters. The canonical tags are part of what the SEO experts, which again I am not one, call the metadata.
Mm-hmm.
And the metadata is what the search engines, Bing, Google, so forth, Bing and Google are the ones that matter.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they find things. And it is on the tags even more than on the content itself, the stuff that people see.
Right.
What the machines see is behind that. And these are keywords, search terms, that you embed into an article or a piece of content on the web, any piece of content,
right,
to identify what it is to the search engines. Some of those tags will allow it to be more easily traced back to its origins.
And it will let the spiders know, it'll let the indexing process know that where they find it is not where it originated from. If they found it on this place, that's not the original place. And then they ding the people, they ding the company that's pulled it over there, where it's, you know, that's repurposed it. They don't give them the same value credit as they would give me if I'm the originator.
Exactly. And this is how the algorithm that
right.
changed in January changed to give a lot more precedence to material that is found in its original location.
Kirk, let me stick something quickly in here. Folks, if you are a reseller, if you have a small business and you're a wholesaler or a retailer and you're going to your factories, your vendors' websites, and you're pulling content from their website to repurpose on your website, and you're doing it legitimately, the company is okay with it, then you need to find a way to customize that content at least a little bit to you, so that when it gets indexed, it doesn't look like you have pulled something from the manufacturer's website. It looks like it's your stuff. It's the same. It's about the same product, but it's particular to you. Did I say that okay, Kirk?
You absolutely did. And the even as far as the search engines are concerned, the far better ploy, and I think this is a great thing for small businesses, is to create your own content.
Right.
Find yourself a writer, write yourself, put on a hat that says, okay, my business is a magazine. Now, if my business were a magazine, what would its departments be? What would it know about? What would it mm-hmm. report on? What would it write about?
Mm-hmm.
And begin creating a website, because as you build content over time, again, it's a huge help. The deeper the content is on your site, the deeper the content is on your social pages, the higher you're going to come in mm-hmm. these natural search returns. And this is a process that can take a year or two to really push you up there, but it is worth the effort, and Google is now on your side.
That's
right. You can create this original content. It will be favored by the search engines, and you can win at this game.
And, folks, I'm here to tell you I'm proof of that, because I told you what was happening. People were repurposing my stuff. But all of our stuff's original, and so he's right. We're starting to get more credit than we used to. Remember, Canonical tags with your SEO person, write your own content, and remember the third thing, you are a content producer, and we don't care what you do, you are. Thank you, Kirk, for helping us understand this so much better. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time.
Okay.
Kirk Chaffetz, ladies and gentlemen, storyworldwide.com. Check out his website. You've never seen one like that before. Got to go for this hour. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.